Good evening. I'd like to start off by saying that I'm grateful and appreciative for the presence of every single one of you. In the Bible, there are five different kinds of worship mentioned. Of these five, only one is acceptable to God. Let's take a look at those kinds of worship so that our worship may be found pleasing unto God. The first kind of worship that we will look at tonight is vain worship. If you will, turn over to Matthew 15 and let's look at verse 9. Matthew 15, verse 9. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. When our heart is removed from our worship, or we teach the precepts of men, or our worship becomes vain, that which is vain has no real value, making our worship meaningless. Another kind of worship is mock worship. If you will, turn over to Mark, and let's look at verses 19 and 20. Mark. Mark. Give me one moment here, I'm sorry. Mark 7 and verse 7. I apologize. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. As we can see, this kind of worship is I apologize.
Mark 10:34.
Okay. Thank you. Mark 10:34. And they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him, and the third day he shall rise again. As we see, that was a mockery of Christ, and it was insincere, again having no value to God. Also, we have ignorant worship. Turn over to Acts 17, verse 23. And let's look back at verse 22 for context. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worshipped, him declare I unto you." As Paul says, the Athenians worshipped God, but did so in ignorance. Just like them, many do the same today, which makes their worship again meaningless. In addition to these kinds of worship, we have will worship. Turn over to Colossians 3 and verse 23. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men. As Paul pins here, we must do things to please the Lord and not men. To worship as we desire without regard or respect for the will of the Lord is to be guilty of will worship, which again is meaningless. One more point. We have looked at four different types of vain or meaningless worship. The last kind of worship is true worship. Turn over to Acts 4, verse 24. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, "Lord, thou art God, which hath..." I may be wrong again. I apologize. Okay, I apologize. John 4:24. Man. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. True worship is directed towards God in spirit from the heart and truth according to the word of God. This is the only kind of worship that is acceptable to him. It's the same worship offered up in the New Testament, which is meaningful. The most meaningful thing you can do. as we've looked at the kinds of worship, we must ask ourselves, how have I been worshiping? God has a plan for those who truly worship Him. We must hear the gospel, believe it, repent of our sins, confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and be baptized to walk in newness of life. If you've done that, but you've fallen away, you can come home. If you be in the audience and want to make your life right with God, come forward as we stand and as we sing.